Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Tony Evers, Governor Tony Evers, in court is seeking $250,000 in legal fees from Donald Trump and William Feehan, the GOP chair, Republican chair of La Crosse County, seeking $140,000 from Trump, $107,000 from William Feehan. And why is that? Why is he doing that? And by the way, Feehan is represented by Sidney Powell. She's the conspiracy theorist who is being sued for $1.3 billion by Dominion. And the reason is this, and this is an important tool against the right when they raise false claims in court. There is a doctrine called frivolous litigation and its sanctions. You can bring a good faith claim or a good faith defense in any court in Wisconsin. It'll be listened to. And you may win and you may lose. And not everybody who loses somehow has to pay fees, legal fees. In England, in the British system, the loser pays the other side's legal fees. The problem, that's in England, not the United States. The problem with that is you may have a very meritorious claim. You may have been discriminated against at work, but you're afraid if you sue and lose, because, you know, you can lose a case, you'll get bankrupted by having to pay the other side's legal fees. They'll go to a very big law firm and ram them down your throat. I think it's a bad system. I think as a result, there's a lot of bad things that happen in Britain that don't get redressed in the judicial system because people are afraid to go to court. In the United States rule is that each side assumes its own fees. And whether you win or lose, even if you win, you don't get the other side to pay your fees. There are a few exceptions in discrimination cases, racial or gender discrimination cases. The court can award fees in favor of the winner. In other words, the other side, the company, usually would have to pay the fees. And there are a couple of other isolated instances like that. But by and large, in the normal lawsuit, the winner says, okay, I won, but I still have to pay my own legal fees. There's an exception to that in the United States, and that is if what the other side said in court or wrote in court in briefs is frivolous, then they may have to pay your legal fees for dragging you through a frivolous lawsuit. And the word frivolous has been the subject of interpretation by a lot of courts. And I want to tell you something, as a lawyer over 40 years, I do not like that doctrine because in an extreme case, it really works. But then you always have claims for attorney's fees based on something being frivolous. And some judges can award fees to the winner, even if it was a meritorious claim on the other side. And it does chill, especially small law firms. So I think there's a place for it, but it has to be more carefully policed. Well, in this case, there's no question. In my view, there's no question. You had lawyers go in for William Feehan saying things like they did all over the country that were just absolutely frivolous. They were false. And then you also had Trump. You had Trump behind all of it. And two separate judges, federal judges, threw out their claims. One is Pam Pepper, federal judge in Milwaukee, whom I know. Very, very fine lawyer, very, very fine judge. Just threw it out. There was another federal judge in Milwaukee, a recent appointee, who not only threw it out, but really questioned, you know, frankly, how legitimate is this claim? So right now, you have Trump being sued for about $145,000, and William Feehan, La Crosse GOP chairman, $107,000, $252,000 total. I think this is long overdue. You've read about what they did in Michigan, in Arizona, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Nevada. Well, now it's coming home to roost in Wisconsin for the people that did these frivolous claims. You know, some of the frivolous claims in a lot of those states were things like there was fraud, that there was the certification was fraudulent and wrong, that people, and they would give instances of fraud. And some lawyers were smart enough, lawyers for Trump's side were smart enough to say this stuff in press conferences on the courthouse steps. But the minute where, you know, it's not in front of the judge, so it's technically not in court. But the minute they got into court, they got all submissive. And for instance, in Pennsylvania, one judge finally looked in and said, let's cut the baloney. Do you have proof that there was fraud here? And the lawyer said, no, sir. But the problem for some of these people was that in some of the cases, even though the guy, the lawyer himself, wouldn't say it in court, because they'd be subject to suspension from the bar and maybe disbarment, depending on the facts, it was still in the written pleadings. That's a word that lawyers use, the pleadings, P-L-E-A-D-I-N-G-S. It means what's filed in court, the complaint, the answer, the counterclaim, if there is one, the answer to the counterclaim. These are the bare bones of litigation. And even though some of the lawyers were smart enough to confine what they said to the courthouse steps and not inside, in some of these cases, it was in the pleadings themselves. And in Wisconsin, and Evers is represented by good counsel, they are going to recover Evers' legal fees, which is really the state's legal fees, Evers' legal fees from Trump and from the GOP chairman of La Crosse County for saying things in pleadings that were frivolous. In other words, you don't get to just go into court and say anything you want and tie up a judge, tie up lawyers, tie up clerks, bailiffs, tie up the calendar clerk, and tie up the courtroom itself for hours or days or weeks just for the fun of it, just for recreation. Say whatever you want. You can't do it. You have to have a good faith basis. So stay tuned. The good thing about this is I suspect, first of all, in most cases, this would settle. If this weren't Trump and the GOP chairman and nobody heard about it or knew about it, they'd go to him and offer him something and they'd resolve it. That's not going to happen here. Trump can't possibly offer $145,000. This guy from La Crosse can't possibly offer $107,000, not because they can't afford it, but because politically it would be a concession that everything that Trump did in this was a lie. And I think is a very decent possibility. You can never predict with certainty, but there's a decent possibility that these courts will say, yeah, and impose that. And then it becomes a judgment. And as you know, a judgment gets recorded in court. So in the La Crosse County Court, and they'll send it down to Florida for Trump and Mar-a-Lago, gets recorded, it becomes a lien on their real estate. They own a house, Trump owns Mar-a-Lago. Of course, Trump probably owns it through 10 LLCs, and probably Putin is the co-director of the 10th, but there will be some place where Trump will have assets, and it becomes a lien. So if they ever try to sell it, the guy that wants to buy it is going to say, well, you owe $145,000, so you're going to cut $145,000 off the price, or you're going to pay for that first. That's what's going to happen here, in my view. But then they're going to appeal, probably appeal up to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. Then they're going to tie it up and try to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court through, it's a discretionary review through petition for writ of certiorari. And then when it all runs out, what they have got to understand is all of the legal fees on those appeals are crunched into the final judgment. So if they spend $1 million fooling around on appeal, that gets added to the 145 and the 107. So one of the disincentives to try to appeal an award of attorney's fees to the winner against the loser who is acting frivolously is be careful, because if you don't win that appeal, this is really kind of a Hobson's choice. You are going to have to tack that on. And that is what is happening here. That's what's happening here. Going to Iowa, there was a race in Iowa. Democrat was Rita Hart, congressional race. Now, in a congressional race, there are about 700,000 people in a congressional district. You have tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of votes. The Democrat Rita Hart lost by 6 votes. 6 votes. Well, when you lose by 6 votes, there were recounts. And then she brought a complaint into the House of Representatives, the Congress. Well, the law is that the House can determine who gets seated. In the 19th century, frequently the majority party would just throw out one of their people. If they lost, they'd throw out the other guy and bring their person anyway. In any way, I don't agree with that. I don't really like the House being able to have that overview power. That has to be carefully organized. In any event, Nancy Pelosi started an investigation of this race, rightly in my view, but a lot of negative sentiment came up. Hey, look, you know, this one won by 6 votes, so therefore drop it. So I think what happened is Pelosi probably and Clyburn and some of the others went to Rita Hart and said, Rita, look, we can't help you. Just run again. Good luck. And so Rita withdrew it, lets Pelosi off the hook. But what it does is it flipped. It put a seat in Iowa, Republican, that should have been Democratic. And let me tell you something. The purpose of my raising this story is, how many solicitations do you get in a campaign that this is essential, we need every vote? People yawn, they're lazy, extremely lazy. They do not vote. They sit on their tails. They don't do anything. They don't try to get a few friends out. And this is what you got, 6 votes. If Rita Hart had known she'd lose by 6 votes, you think she would have gone out with some friends and found 7 other people to vote for her? Yes, she would. So next time you get a solicitation, take it seriously. Do something. Contribute. Get in there. Phone bank. 6 votes. 6 votes. We lose a congressional seat. We could lose the speakership in the next election if it's a one-vote margin. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.